Okay. All right. Are we good to go? Do we do the whole? Okay.
You can just call the order, call the meeting to order, like, you know, public.
And then do the pledge and everything?
You don't have to pledge again if you don't want, since we did it 2 minutes ago.
All right.
Do you want to wait for everybody to warm up?
Okay. Do you know, was there somebody else?
There's one.
Four?
Mary wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do we need? You think so? Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
It's all right. Okay. She'll find us again, I'm sure. Okay, I told her. I hereby call this second meeting of the City Council to order. We'll dispense with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should we do the roll call again? Okay. Call that roll, please, Amanda.
Steigers. Ringo.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Morgan.
Here.
Ernest.
Here.
Okay. Oh, and let's call for the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Fran. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. We have a consent agenda, but I've been told that we need to pull number five that was sent to us in error, and we do not owe anything to them for that item. So, does anyone have any other questions about any of the other items on the consent agenda? Anything for separate consideration? Okay. Any motions?
Make a motion to approve the consent items.
Second.
Okay, so this would be 1 through 4 and 6 through 14.
Correct.
Okay, so that was Pat and second by Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. All right. We have a special event request from a Live After Five for the Homegirl Realty and Stairways to the Stars. The information was in your packet. Does anyone have any questions about that?
I'm going to approve the Live After Five for Homegirl Realty and Stairway to the Stars on May 4th.
Second.
Thank you and thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Now, presentation from the public. Amanda, did anyone sign up to speak? Okay. Yes.
Where did you sign up for?
Over there, it was by the door.
The door.
Okay. All right. Well, you could just stand up and introduce yourself. That's fine. So, yes.
Yeah, my name is Tony Froyle. Some of you may know me better as the guy that was in the house that got run through. I want to appreciate and thank you for having such a good fire department and rescue squad that saved my life that day. Eight of them said they got in there and lifted the car up off me because they couldn't get me out. And the ambulance crews told my wife's brother that I'd never make it to Iowa City. But this tough old Marine is hard to kill. But I'm going to go on to something else that I've noticed here in town. I noticed the state has to work on the road here, on the main road, and get it smoothed out, which is a good thing. But I keep wondering, why the city let all that loose gravel not be picked up? Because I remember when I was on the police department here in the 70s, we had the same incident. The gravel was washed into the storm sewers and it backed up everything. It would have been really good, and I think it would have been a cost-saving thing, because back then they spent a lot of money cleaning out the storm drains with all the gravel in it. If we could have got the street sweeper out there and cleaned that up about the next day after the state got done, it may have would have prevented that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be something to think about for future times when the state does that. Because they had a heck of a problem with the storm drains and it backed up into houses back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, and I thought I would bring this up to you. Maybe a stitch in time saves nine. If the gravel would have been cleaned up the next day or after it had dried and everything, would save a lot of problems.
And this was primarily on the highway?
The main highway.
The main highway.
Town, when they put the gravel down on the oil, which was a good thing to get the street in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if the all city right. would have got the street sweeper out and cleaned up all that gravel, it would have stayed, kept it from going into the storm drain.
Okay.
Because I know back then they had a lot of houses that it backed up in their houses because it was blocked up by all the gravel.
Okay. We will pass that along. We appreciate your your words of commendation to our fire department. And also, JJ Bell is... Okay.
I've talked to a couple of police officers downtown, but I've noticed several cars in town running around with blackened out windows on the sides of their car. I know that is against state law, and I asked them if they ever checked it. They said they don't have the machine that registers or whatever it is that checks the windows for that darkness. And I can't understand why this is not a priority thing for the police department, because they can walk up to a car, and if it's blacked out, they could be shot by somebody inside that they cannot see. We do not need to have a police officer being killed. I was a police officer myself back in the 70s, and I know what it's like. We had an officer had to kill a man one night to save his life. It's not a pleasant thing. There's been too much of it in the country. But I told the officer, if nothing else, I'll buy that piece of equipment for him to check those windows to keep them safe.
Okay.
But I think that's something that should be brought up, and these officers need to go after that. These people can't be running around with darkened out windows because they don't know what's going on inside there. And it is against state law.
All right. Well, we do have our chief of police and our maintenance and construction head here. They're hearing these words. So I'm sure they'll check into that. So thank you for your words today.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
David? I guess I can make a comment about what Tony had said. Tony, you're exactly right. I'm with the maintenance construction department, the street sweeper. The state come through to do the chips on that sealant. I thought they used too much for one thing. It was kind of dangerous because it was a nice weather out. Motorcycles could hit that on the corner right over here. And our street sweeper was broke down at that time. It's being worked on. So by the time it got out, it rained and the chips went down in the storm line. Not all of them, but... And I called the DOT. I got... pretty good relationship with the DOT and the county. And I called the DOT to tell them that they need to clean up the street a little bit. I think they went out there to sweep the chips back on to make sure they seal a little bit more. But yeah, the damage was done after it rained, after all that. So just want to put that up. The street sweeper was in the shop. That my thought, exactly, get them picked up before the rains.
Okay.
And I talked to the DOT about it. Just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Very good. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's move on to, we have a special presentation of the nuisance report, but I believe we're just, it's here for council's information. Anybody have any question about that? You're always welcome to come to the nuisance meetings twice a month. Yes, they're very important. Okay, let's move on with claims and financials. Kelsey, do you have anything for us?
I did not receive any questions, but I don't have any questions.
I guess not. Okay.
Make a motion with the claims.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Pat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving on to new business. First item is discussion and consideration for a sewer camera purchase by MC for budget year 24-25. So we've got the MC department here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any questions about this system? We're going to go with the EnviroSight system through the equipment. And actually, I got, if you guys have any questions for technical, yeah, you had a few questions last time. If anybody else has any questions, Mike Osler, who's been with Queen, our salesman for over 20 years. So it's pretty swift on answering any questions. You guys might have any questions.
Okay. Great. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Is anybody
I'll do my best.
Okay. Any questions?
You can put a little way out.
Yes.
You can put the different equipment in.
Retrofit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. I wonder what you guys were on now.
That's good.
What's the longevity of this? I mean, is there anything in there, or as far as this?
Yeah.
So, you know, longevity is, it really comes down to usage. So it's electronics that, you know, run in the worst conditions possible. You know, it's an underground sewer. So, you know, a city this size, you could probably expect similar 10 to 12 years. That's probably a realistic time frame. You know, who knows where our technology is going to be in 10 to 12 years. So that's the other thing. The advancements that we've seen just since you purchased the last one. As far as the warranty, you know, it's very standard for this industry. It's 1 year parts and labor. Again, it's manufacturer's defect. So if they were to have an accident, they drop it down a manhole, you know, that's not going to be covered under warranty. But generally speaking, if, you know, all the equipment, we sell a lot of different public works equipment. And generally, if there's going to be a manufacturer's defect, it's going to show up in the first probably week. Mm-hmm. So you know you have plenty of time there to see if you have a defective product. So, And yes, retrofitting it's pretty straightforward. Your trailer is currently in excellent shape, so it's just a matter of pulling out the cable reel, the controls, and then retrofitting it with the new cable reel. And just the controls are much more simple than what you have now. It basically runs off of a tablet, not much larger than an iPad. So pretty straightforward on install.
I have a question. Like other electronics, sometimes when they go outside the manufacturer's warranty, sometimes they offer other extended warranties. Is that something that they offer or no?
Not really, no.
Not really, okay.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we do all our own. It's a little bit different than if you say you bought a TV for your house.
Mm-hmm.
We are a factory authorized repair center in Iowa, and we have six locations, so we handle six states. We have a very close relationship. So if you had a problem like that, JJ would bring that equipment to us, and then whether we be able to repair it. That's the one thing about this equipment, is generally repairable. We can rebuild it versus just, you know, throwing it away and starting from scratch. You know, it's rare if you had a TV monitor like that, you're probably not repairing. You're throwing it away and getting another one. Whereas this stuff is rebuildable, and we can refurbish them. And a lot of times, just like your older system, we could refurbish that and resell it to the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when did we get the last camera? How long have we had that?
Boy, I think it was around 2010, I want to say. 2009, 2010. About 15 years ago.
Okay.
And that was an Aries, which worked fine, you know, but it's what it's been given us fits were the camera head itself. We've had it for repair numerous times. There's nitrogen gas, which helps keep it focused and pressurized, I guess.
Okay.
Sealed up. So I'll add to that point just a little bit. So these cameras, they're obviously running in moisture, and then number one enemy is keeping the moisture out of the electronics. So they use pressurized gas, either nitrogen and CO2, something that's dry and has no moisture in it, to keep the seals tight. It also alerts the operator that they have a leak. So there's pressurization monitors that let them know that, hey, This is went down in pressure, which means I'm leaking somewhere. I need to get it fixed. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, we'll have maintenance intervals that we want him to bring that to us, and they can have the seals changed. And it's no different than an oil change for your car. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of general maintenance you have to get. And eventually you get to a point where you can't just reseal it to keep it tight. And when it gets to that point, it is kind of a point mm-hmm. where you need to move on mm-hmm. because it, you know, cameras are great, but they're not great when they're not working. Yeah. So uptime is the name of the game.
Okay, so. Great.
Software that comes with this ease of use, you know, transferring, so I'm assuming, and I've seen what JJ and team have there. So go out on site, map, maybe you want to come back, load that information, cloud storage, things of that nature. So I'm assuming we're, I'm hoping Windows 11 plus, then we've got some sort of software updates, things of that nature applicable. What's the longevity based on the software we begin
with? Yeah, so, you know, here's kind of the tablet that it comes with. You guys all have the brochure.
Yep.
So what's loaded on this is what they call a platform called WinCAN. WinCAN is the most popular infrastructure program in the world. So think of it as like Microsoft Excel
yep.
with video embedded in it. So the idea being that JJ's crew can go out and they can inspect the sewer line, and then they're taking video the whole time, and then it's basically making a timeline of that pipe. So the manhole to manhole, it's 400 feet. Every time they make an observation, it takes a snapshot of that observation and then the text. It's very important that you're coding this at an industry standard, which is PACP. That's the industry standard. So if you ever go out to bid out this repair to multiple contractors across the country, a crack is a crack in Washington, Iowa, as it is in Des Moines. So it's all graded at the same scale. Plus, it's available when they want to just do a quick report and they want to show council the severity of damage in the line, they can quickly send it off in an email via PDF. So there is no special software. Yes, Windows would open the PDF, but you don't have to have this software platform loaded on your computer. Anybody can open it. And that goes for when a resident, you know, has a problem in the pipe and it's not the city's responsibility. They can quickly hand that off with a USB flash drive to their plumber or whoever's going to fix the repair. So they can take it and get that repair made. And that's the kind of advancements we've seen recently that they don't have on the current system. Plus, it's upgradable. So if there's ever a software update for this system, they can connect to Wi-Fi, they can hotspot off their phone, and you'll update the latest software. Now, you guys go into deeper dive, and you know, there's a lot that WinCAN can do when you start mapping your city, mapping your manholes. Then you are getting involved with paid licenses, and you're working off a separate computer, a laptop, or rack mount computer. But at this level and at this size of city, this does a really good job. It's an entry license. You don't have to pay for it. It'll do way more than you're doing right now. You're able to measure cracks, measure flows, you know, create a very good estimate for a contractor to work off of, you know, and get a repair quote started for you. So.
All right.
I got one more question.
Special training, is this compatible with the old one? The guys that run that can run this?
Yeah. A lot of it's the same. You know, we don't have to reteach how to essentially lower a crawler into the ground, how to, you know, drive and maneuver around obstacles. Now, some of it is a little bit different because it's like driving a Chevy versus a Ford. You know, there are some controls that are a little bit different, but generally speaking,
basically it's the same.
It's the same. We do have the thing that we are providing is we always offer is up to 2 days of training on site in Washington. So we have, and I'm just the sales guy, but we have a camera expert that's all he does is go around and train and deliver. So he'll spend up to 2 days with your crew and teach you everything they need to know.
The same guy came down with them.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that meant for two-man crew for 3 years?
Usually a two-man crew.
Usually two.
Mm-hmm. We just got three guys recertified last month.
So it's not just one person doing it all the time.
Right.
Okay. I think, Ivan, did you have another question?
I think there's four guys out of the 10 actually operate. camp for peaceful purposes.
Okay.
How big is the actual rover? But yay big. Because I see it has, you can switch the tire sizes to fit different. Okay.
Fit the drain of the whole.
That's the real advantage. So if you think about it, the older systems were bigger. And when you're driving down a pipeline, your most common pipe is 8 inches in diameter. If you have an offset, you have two joints of pipe that aren't square, and that's common, unfortunately, you got to be able to drive up and over that without hitting your rear end on the top end. And so you got to be able, the shorter you are, the more mobile you are in the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
One thing this machine does that the competitors doesn't do is you're in a pipe 300 feet, you got a manhole 400 feet, you want to try to televise the sewer line and do your assessing of the sewer main. If you find a sag in the line, or you find a pipe coming in too far, a tap coming in too far into the sewer main, you have to either raise or lower your camera. This one automatically will raise or lower, where the competitors get to pull clear back out 300 feet or however far you had in there, and then get it out of the manhole, and you got to adjust it to the right height. Hopefully you've made the right adjustments to go back in. So it's just like our old one is now. As well, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon you're going to have a low spot in the pipe and you'll have water standing in the pipe, so you want to keep your head above the water to be able to see, so, and keep your lens clear. So that's really important to raise your head up, and then as soon as you're past that, you can lower it back down or duck your head if you have an offset that's coming in here and you've got to go below it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, yeah, in quick change wheels, you brought that up, there's no tools. It's very easy to adapt. The one thing that your crews run into now, they lower it down in the hole and they've got the wrong wheels on. You know, you're 20 feet away, you're making a judgment how big that pipe is, mm-hmm. what the material is. If you guess wrong, you got to pull all that out. You got to pull multiple wheel bolts off of the wheel, which takes time. This is able to, no tools. I mean,
pretty slow.
20 seconds, you can change from different wheels to a completely different set. So. Mm-hmm.
Sounds amazing. Any other questions?
Do I understand we're going to trade in the old one?
Yes.
And sell it. Are we going to sell it, or are they going to sell it for us?
We're just going to trade it in. I think you talked about, you get, kind of depends on a wear and tear of it, $7,000 to $15,000 out of the trade in.
Okay.
Tractor.
Good.
That's good. Thank you. Great presentation. Any other questions? Are you ready to make a motion?
Make a motion to accept this.
Okay.
A second.
All right. And this is a simple voice vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here tonight. Okay. That should help us with our sewer problems. Moving on to item number two. This is discussion for a pay app to Eagle Point Solar for the airport. They recently installed solar. So this is pay app number three.
Motion to approve pay app number three for solar, Eagle Solar for the airport.
Second. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Next is another pay app to Eagle Point. Yes.
Get an agenda off the table, please.
Sure. This is pay app number four. Same Eagle Point Solar. In the amount of $6,586.65. I'm not sure why we have three here, but. What say you?
Motion to approve pay at number four, the Eagle Solar for the airport.
Okay. Thank you, Ina.
Second.
And thank you, Ivan. All of those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Next is change order number one. again for the airport's solar. And the amount of the change order, $7,216.
They're adding two more panels.
That is it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It says up there. Okay. What say you?
Make a motion to change order number one for the point solar for $7,216.
Thank you, Fran. You would like to
second.
Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Moving on to number five. This is a public hearing. So I need a
we'll make a motion.
Motion. Thank you. To go into public hearing.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Ivan. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. And you have a separate, maybe it's part of your packet. Or you also have a separate sheet here giving the bid form, the amount of work, and does anybody have any questions or discussion with this bid? And this is LL Pelling, which is always the company we go with. Okay. Thank you, JJ.
It's a bid of $104,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We budgeted $100,000. So we always work with them after their bid comes in to lower that below $100,000. Say anywhere from $90,000
to
$105,000.
Okay.
Okay. We'll lower it below
$100,000. What's the time frame? What? When do they call JJ and then what kind of time frame of how long this takes?
I would say if they could, there's another community down here close, like Fairfield or Brighton. Somebody close, they'll usually try to get those in with them. I'm just giving you the information. June.
Okay.
Early June. The latest that they appear to be like maybe mid July. I'm trying to get this done summer months so the chips have a time for driving to beat the chips into the material that they put in.
Yep.
So I would say when they show up, they're here maybe.
So they tackle this whole list. And
yeah. Some get scarified, the service direction, what we've got to do there. The rest of it's just basically just.
Okay.
Okay.
The guy running around room, and getting the streets off.
Mm-hmm.
We got a room attachment or skidler that we use like in say August to scoop them back in. Traffic beats the chips outside the center of the road. We'll sweep them back in the center so they'll have some more hot days for traffic to beat the chips back in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They used to, I think our old engineer would wait till September because they got after Labor Day, had a cheaper price on it. Mm-hmm. But then we ended up with like 20 ton extra chips. Streets are poor shape. This is a much better way to do it than get here by June. By 5 minutes July.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Good.
Just wanted to fill that out.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
thank you for those comments. So, we have to close the public hearing and then vote on it, right?
Okay. Right. Actually, we close the public hearing.
Thank you, Elaine. Yes?
Maybe you should ask the public.
Public, do you have any questions? Okay. Thank you. So we have a motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second from Ivan. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Youngquist?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Next is a discussion or that. Okay. Considering the resolution to adopt these plans and the estimate of costs for the seal coat project.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid for the seal coat with LL Pelling.
Thank you. And Amanda, would you call that roll?
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Zegers?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Rehnquist?
Yes. Okay. So now we need to award it. Boy, this is complicated. So now, discussion and consideration for awarding the Seal Coat project.
I'll make a motion that we award the Seal Coat project to LL Cohen.
All right, thank you.
Second.
I'll get it right. Okay. And so we have a resolution. Would you call that roll, please?
Dagger?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Got that done. Now it's a resolution to set a public hearing to adopt the annual budget for the fiscal year 24-25. And we're setting this public hearing for April 23rd.
Make a motion we set the public hearing for April 23rd, 2024.
Okay. Thank you, Emily. Is that Pat? Is the second? Amanda, would you call that roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Staggers?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to number nine, this is our discussion and considering of a resolution releasing funds per downtown investment grant agreement with the Santoros for the Northside Diner renovation project. We've got the resolution, lots of proof of payments. Does anybody have any questions?
Make a motion that we release the funds for the investment grant agreement to Ed and Isabella.
Second. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And Amanda, would you call that roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Moving on to number 10. This is another consideration. We have another dig agreement with Lux Suites on the north side of the square. And let's see. Any discussion, questions about this project?
We'll make a motion to approve the funds for downtown investment grants for Lux Suites.
Okay, thank you, Elaine.
Second.
And Pat, this is all, and it's a resolution, so please call the roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Steyers?
Yes.
Okay. Number 11, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving the funds for another new dig agreement with La Morenita. And there's some design concepts in here. Glad to see this happening.
I'll make a motion that we approve the funds for downtown investment grants to La Morenita.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, Elena and Ivan. And this is a resolution, so call the roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Number 12, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving the farm lease, cash or crop shares between the city of Washington and the Washington FFA lab. You remember that the students came and gave a presentation maybe a month ago. They're going to plant alfalfa. You guys probably remember this. So we need to put it in a resolution form. So
I'll make a motion we approve the farm lease for crop shares between the city of Washington and the Washington FFA lab.
Thank you, Iva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And Amanda, would you call that roll?
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank
you.
Okay. Number 13, discussion and consideration of termination agreement and release between the city of Washington and Enos Yoder. Let's
make a motion that we approve termination agreement and release between the city of Washington and Enos Yoder.
I second that.
All right, thank you. Isla and Pat. And this is a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. We are done with that. Number 14, discussion and consideration for the first reading of an ordinance amending the Municipal Code of the City of Washington by amending Chapter 41, Fireworks. So you have kind of two separate things. One is showing the additional text in red, and the other is the amendment, proposed amendment as it would be written. Questions?
This is just curious why. I mean, mm-hmm. This from recommendation from Brendan? Or
yes. From,
okay.
I recommend.
Oh, thank you. Oops.
We had a meeting, Brendan and two of the other full-time firemen and Jeff and myself about this because of one particular fireworks
location.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we just want to put a little more teeth in the ordinance. So
sure.
Yes. Thank you. Good. It's definitely on the right track.
Yep.
So anybody else have any questions about this item? Nope.
Motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance amending the Municipal Code of the City of Washington, Iowa, by amending Chapter 41, Fireworks.
Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Fran. And this is a voice vote, so all the...
ordinance.
So much to know for this job. Okay, ordinance. So call the roll, Amanda.
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
All right. Okay, number... Oh. 15, discussion and consideration of a motion to accept the resignation of Washington City Administrator. We received this a week ago, and I was surprised, but I think I've enjoyed working with you, and your time here in Washington hopefully has been gratifying, and we appreciate and wish you the best of luck. Thank you. So is there any other item of discussion of this council, or are we ready to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve the resignation for the Washington City Administrator.
Okay, thanks, Fran.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. And this is a motion, so just a simple voice vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Okay, now we're going to discuss and consider of approving an RFP to start the city administrator and interim city administrator search process. So I believe there's some information here, maybe on the desk here, about, I think, Kelsey, was this from taken from the last time we did it? Nope.
No, previously we sent out an email, but we found this in Gainesville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Right for one.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a few minutes to look it over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that's enough time based on the submittal?
That's
a standard.
That's what we did last time when we received our quotes way earlier than our deadline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the search firms do this all the time. They just need to basically go in and change the city and the fee or whatever.
Sure. Okay.
And do we have a list of places that we're going to send this to? Is there many?
Well, we had talked about Brent, Mark Jackson, Pat Callahan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
I mean, that's the
those are the best.
Those are the ones that everyone's ever been.
Everybody is. Okay. So.
The basic, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are your comments, suggestions, ideas? Anything you'd like to see change in this RFP?
Pretty basic. It's what we usually go with.
Okay.
I'll make a motion we accept it.
Second.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? All right. So what about the interim city administration? Do you want to talk about looking for an interim? I mean...
I think working was available first.
Yep.
If there's even an interim available.
Well, but don't you think with the short term, we're asking for the return of the RFPs that...
Yeah.
Why don't we see what we get there before we...
I would agree. Maybe before we need to go down the road of thinking about anything interim, let's see what's presented to us.
Would any of those
businesses
be able to maybe suggest someone? Or know the availability
I mean, they know all, those people know almost all the administrators in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They talk.
Yeah. They will know if people are available.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
once we hear back from them, we'll have a better idea of what we can do, what we need to do.
Yep.
They're the best of the best, and they will lead us down the right path.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Are we done with number 16?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's go to old business. And I'm going to suggest we untable this and then we make a motion to not approve it, to not approve the first reading. Because
Yeah, you can do that, or I was talking to Deanna too. We could just have somebody move to approve it and then have it die for lack of a second and just move on from there. If you're going to do a different different path, then I think you're right. I untable it, and then you can decide what you want to do at that point.
Because we're looking for a different.
Yeah.
It's so not that not we're this giving this up, idea correct. Up, but we're
get rid of
taking
it.
A different path.
Right.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to untable it.
Okay.
Second that.
Thank you. Amanda, would you call the roll?
Steigers?
Yes.
Rehnquist?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will make that one motion to go ahead and approve it and let it.
Second.
Okay. No, we don't want a second.
We don't want a second. We want to die.
But you died for
you could vote it down too. Okay.
Either way.
I'd rather just
vote it down.
Vote it down.
Let's vote it down.
All right.
Vote it down.
Okay.
Okay. It's been motioned and seconded.
Okay.
All those in favor?
The ordinance.
Oh, it's a roll call. Okay.
Ernest?
No.
Morgan?
No.
Moore?
No.
Ringo?
No.
Dyer?
No.
Youngquist?
No. Okay.
It's dead.
So it's dead. Okay. Well, I think this completes our business, and we are going to now move into closed session to take care of another matter.
So I'll make a motion that we move into closed session.
Okay.
Second. But
we need to also ask our audience.
With the vote first.
We vote first.
Yep.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Amanda, would you call that roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So.
If any of you also need to say the reason why you're doing the session.
Yeah.
Okay. Just 21.5 and then 11.
Yes.
Letter.
J. Thank you. So thank you all for being here. We are moving into closed session, so we do need to ask you to leave, but thank you for being here.
You put this on pause, or?
I don't know.
Pause this, right?
You can turn the phone off.
Yes. Okay, let's go through our usual kind of departmental reports. And Chief, do you want to start us off?
Not with the chair. Officer Burkhart was sworn in last Monday and started his work. And our last Durango patrol unit will be headed out tomorrow to torn out and we're going to do up that we'll get started.
All right.
Our headaches will be done.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Only other thing I would like to update is the bid opening for the traffic signal lights at Highway 92 and 12 is April 16th.
Okay. April 16th. Okay. Let's start at the end with Fran this time, and we'll let Elaine close this out. Jane.
Caught me way off guard. I've got a question that I've had a couple people ask me about, and it's becoming more popular. Fire pits are becoming very, very popular.
Ooh.
And I think we need to keep them in the backyards, not in the front yard, not up against the sidewalk, not up against the curb.
Wow.
Is there an ordinance now for that or anything?
I don't believe we have an ordinance on fire pits. I know there's a
no
fire abatement right now, but of course all the rain took that away.
Mm-hmm.
And that would also alleviate one major problem for us.
Hmm. Okay.
If we move fire pits at least 50 feet away from a public sidewalk. Because
yeah.
If they're right up against the sidewalk and somebody walks past them and gets burnt, who's all liable?
Yeah.
It is our sidewalk.
Hmm.
Both the property and the city of Prevagan.
Just a question. Brought to my attention, and I thought about it.
Are there rings that I'm up by the sidewalk?
Yeah, there's one on.
Here's the one right there. It's noticeable. It's like 5 feet from the sidewalk.
Yeah. That's all they've got, though. I mean, so that's the only place to put it.
Then they don't have one, do they?
No, they don't. No.
South Fourth and what?
East Madison.
Madison.
Oh, that's okay. All right, good question.
Just a thought, put it out there. But that's not, they're more popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fire pits are. And I think we might want to look into maybe doing something with that because we don't want them on city property. And I don't know how far off the sidewalk the city owns, but
it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you're in the backyard. Right, so.
Well, if we don't have an ordinance around it, I'd say we probably need some language and then like to get to consult
that would be,
Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About
that. The fire involved.
If the fire department can't get into the fire in the backyard, you know.
Then they probably should have a fire pit. Baseball's in full gear. I did 5 college games this weekend. I got 4 more this weekend.
Wow.
I'm having fun. I'm back to my safe place. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Hope the weather clears up.
Snow today, but we'll be
I
good.
I know. Always nuts.
We'll be good. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
I got a phone call. I had a couple. One was some concerns about the staging area or Cornerstone over there by the park. Just a general question of, hey, what if there's damage here when we're done? I double checked, of course, but knowing BJ, I called him just to make sure, but it's part of the agreement that we have with them, but that is the proposed area that we agreed upon. But the resident that did call just asked, which driving by tonight, although I get it, not any concern of mine, but should that, since we're storing equipment, product, things of that nature. Should it be fenced off temporary or something there at least to say, hey, so we don't have people walking through it? Now, I leave some of that up to a contractor to gauge, hey, do you want people climbing around your equipment where you're leaving it, especially when you have a yard here in town where that stuff could be taken to. But then again, I get why we're landing that stuff there based on proximity. So maybe just a generalized thought, and I don't know if that's a question for Keith or Lee or anyone else. So should we be, or Jeff, yeah. Should that maybe be, and I'm not obviously saying permanent fence, but roping that off, marking that off so we don't have individuals going through that. Even talking to BJ too, I don't think we've had any trouble with the materials that they're getting, but we've had material shortages across certain things too. And that's the last thing we want is somebody pulling in there and grabbing some pipe or whatever else. So.
And where is this?
Sunset.
West Main.
It's right there at Sunset Park.
Is that damaging our property?
So that was the concern from the resident was, hey, we're putting aggregate down gravels. So this means we've got an end loader coming in. We're scraping on that concrete. We're doing everything else. So of course, I don't know necessarily anything's written in the agreement there about that. But then again, too, obviously an evaluation, we're done. Hey, if we've got some damage, I got a feel with the local contractor. We have that relationship built. Hey, let's share here on what we're doing, given the fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we're allowing them to store that so they have quicker and ease of use of grabbing that material to do work there. Then again, too, we're allowing them also to put their equipment on an area where it's the last thing we want is damage. So anyways, but just from a safety standard perspective and to protect us, it may not hurt to at least have some sort of visible marking to quarantine that stuff off so we don't have people vandalizing or whatever else. I know they can hop ropes, they can do whatever, but thought that one too long, and now I can't remember what the other one was. I know I had one other thing. I don't know what the rest of you thought, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't appreciate the email from Mary Minnick. So
did that come in?
Yesterday. Yeah. So look, I'm gonna broach the subject with her appropriately, but I feel like she overstepped her bounds here a little bit. We're all trying to do the best thing in the interest of the city here. And I get everyone has freedom to drive around and look at things, but I don't need to have a individual come and make comments about my property, let alone other council members' properties concerning what they have parked and where. I think she went a few steps out of bounds. So, I know she wants to talk to me about some other things, but we're going to have that discussion too. So okay. She wants resolution here and some acceptance and agreement around some things that they brought to us. I think it's only fair that she hears the same thing back. That's my take. But,
okay.
I think, I know I had something else. Now I didn't write it down, so I'm in trouble.
You can circle back.
I'll think about it.
We'll circle back and think of it.
Yeah.
I like.
Okay, just had some calls about various things. You got it? Okay, before you forget it.
Trash downtown again.
Yeah, I heard somebody.
I got a phone call right before I came here. So
the trash cans.
They got picked up. So that 110, is that right? 110, Iowa?
Yes. I think so.
So they got picked up that next day. They haven't been picked up since.
Okay.
I heard a comment about that.
I get it. I know we don't have, 2-3 months left in this contract, but this is old to have to sit here and babysit this. And do we have anything in language about penalties or something of this nature? Because this is like,
I think there might be something in there. I believe there is.
This is getting ridiculous.
So maybe before we make our final payment, we'll start
hold some of it.
Because I guarantee you, Deanna probably could. The communications we've had, everything else would fall us up. There's enough justification here, but
our street. One day he was there at 6 o'clock in the morning. The next week he didn't show up till almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and you don't know. I know they've cycled drivers. I know they've had equipment issues. You know, those things can change.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that same address, same thing. I hate it, but call them again.
Are they supposed to pick up the downtown trash on Friday? Somebody
and
said.
And Monday.
Friday and Monday.
And Monday.
Okay. Yeah, and this is an area where one person's called me, but it's everyone in all those apartments. So they're all started to share. And like she told me, it had went 4 weeks of them all sharing, things stacking up, nobody picked up. So then they came and did it, and then now they haven't been there for 2 weeks again. So.
Okay.
There may be some folks who are using it too. There might be some abuse, is what I'm saying. Besides the people that should be using it and
Agreed. I mean, depending on every store, and you're not looking at night, and somebody comes and throws a bag in there, I get it. But
I've seen people do it.
Yeah, but you know,
we've had that issue with this company about not picking up our recycling and trash normally.
Yeah.
So what my supervisor had me do, if I work in the morning, if it's not dumped before I leave, it's not considered as a dump day. You would say come at 5 o'clock at night and dump it. No, you didn't dump it. No. They have to dump it before I leave at 1:30 in the afternoon. And they know that, and I keep track of that because they billed us for days that they didn't pick it up.
This is at school?
Huh?
This is at school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I give Mr. Richardson a report every month on when recycling is picked up and when trash is picked up.
Okay.
So if these people that are calling you, if they keep, okay, if they're supposed to get it picked up on Tuesday and it's not, then they're not going to get paid for that day of work. That's where it's going to, if they're not doing the job, why are you paying for them? Even if we got a contract, their contract says they're supposed to pick up the trash. If they don't pick it up, you don't get paid. You'll get paid for not working.
Well, they're picking up the Tuesday route.
What's that?
They're picking up their Tuesday route in addition to the downtown, which is part of that.
They got a route uptown that they're supposed to do it at least once a week. That needs to be done.
Yeah, actually twice a week.
Or twice a week, whatever it is.
In the agreement. Well, I'll pull it out and
That's kind of keep track of this so we can get some.
We pulled their last chat.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Along the lines of that, Boho Bailey's, and there's another business which I don't know the name of, are having a really difficult time because they have, especially Boho, is doing pretty much commercial stuff now. And there's no place to put a dumpster by their building. And this other place doesn't have a place to put a dumpster either. So the question that was brought to me to bring to council is, what should they do? How can they do? Because I look down the alley, like by Wolf, there's no place down the alley either to put a dumpster. And something to consider when, you know, we're looking at downtown as far as trash and stuff.
Yeah, I hate to have them carry it somewhere, but is there a central location that we can lock that only they can get to where they can take that?
Well, you know, they can't go to the library because it's always full anyway.
Right.
Otherwise, the place over by Fairway or the
City
of Fairway, by Carson Plumbing. But that full true, right?
That's always overflowing. They forget it went almost 5 weeks without being emptied.
Okay. Well, it's something to think about. And it just isn't Boho, which I think is looking for another place to move to, unfortunately, off the main street district anyway, because they need a bigger place. But we're going to have businesses come in that are probably going to need something like that. So I guess we need to get creative on what we're going to have them do with their trash. So that was something I was to tell you about and you can think about.
Okay.
Otherwise, just couple people calling with complaints about properties that are private property, and basically we can't do anything about the problems they're talking about. I mean, it's the eye of the beholder. If I look at your place and, you know, I could nitpick or something, or whatever, but anyway, so, you know, we have to be nice and try to tell folks that can't do much about it and sorry and whatever, so.
So these are things that are not enforceable?
They're not, no. Okay. There is one place that maybe is that, but we'll proceed to there. Otherwise, okay. It's very nice down in the south, third ward, so,
okay. Alrighty. Well, let's see. In the last week or so, someone called me with the issue about the cemetery and a burial spot and a tombstone. And I went down there and talked to Zach for about an hour. And now we're going to meet with them at the end of this week, hopefully explain how it works. It's very complicated. Wow. Who'd have known that cemeteries could be that complicated?
Oh, they could be that complicated.
Jeez. Yes, did you know that? And according to Zach, we're the only cemetery in the state of Iowa where the graves go north and south.
Really?
Most places it's east and west.
Mm-hmm. Our church cemetery goes north and south.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay, well, anyway, that's what Zach said. So, and I've had, you know, I've been on the nuisance meetings, and some of you have done that trailer code meeting. TIF workshop, and some of you were at that. I thought that was a good thing. I'm going to be gone next Monday and Tuesday chasing the eclipse. So, but I shall be done. You go to where the path of totality is.
Where's that at? Arkansas?
Well, it goes across Arkansas, and then it goes across northeastern Ohio and kind of goes on out. So, anyway. Yeah. So, that's my report.
I had a couple calls again about the railroad tracks on North Iowa. I'm sorry. And I drove by today. There's some huge potholes in that gravel. I haven't had the chance to explore the other crossings, but I think because of one. Yeah. And I found the good thing I was in my truck.
Yeah. Yeah. You what? You
I heard? Found out the hard way good thing I was in.
I agree.
Yeah. So what do we do about that? All the trains.
All
the railroad.
Nice people left the railroad.
Okay.
Yeah. Come look at it.
Yeah.
And another question I have is when there's a property that's being like under construction, like a residential home, is there a code on material being stacked or anything of that nature?
Well, it's a little gray area, but the problem, I mean, to me, you can't stack the stuff up. And if I wish Jeff was here, I think your building permit lasts for 6 months.
Year.
Yeah, depends on the type of permit. So obviously, I'd let it go for a while, but if they're not making any progress on it, we're not just going to turn it into a stack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll always be one of those case-by-case basis where you go see what the circumstance, you know, stuff's been sitting there for 6 months, 9 months, nothing's happening. That's a different thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I had an individual that he's actually family. He's got, like, plywood and stuff stacked there for maybe 2 weeks. But he's gotten the place out, but now he's going to do a complete demo. So that's why I thought I'd ask. I mean, he has stuff stacked up and covered up.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're working on it. That's,
yeah.
That's
not, yeah. It's not just sitting there. It's, yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't be anything I'd
know
anything about.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's everything.
Elaine.
I have nothing, so I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All right. All those in favor? Say aye.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Oh, yeah. We are adjourned. I didn't hit this. It's not official.
Too many meetings.
Yeah, too many meetings.
For the administrative search.